Hey, you about to go to this party?
Yeah, this is a party.
Oh, this is a party?
This is a party.
This is quite a party.
All right, folks, come on. This is a party.
After all, this is a party.
Go out there and party.
This is a party, boys. Where's the chips and beer?
2000 party.
Mixed Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
It's Friday!
Yeah! Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. John, Justin, Jackson, the gang is all here. We have missed you from 24 hours ago when we kicked off the show last. In fact, you missed us too, looking at the text messages already coming in this morning. I love it. This text says, happy third birthday to my sweet baby boy. I was told I would never have children, so it's a miracle that I get to celebrate you every day.
Nice.
Love you, little one. I love that. That's is so story. Cool. Yeah. Another text saying, yay, it's Friday, Family Feud Day.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to just throw Justin down to the ground in Family Feud
Listen,
today.
Listen, Seabass, you're going to go down.
No one's excited yet for Fiancé Friday. I don't have any of those texts, but Fiancé Friday is also this morning. That's at 7:45. Peter's fiancé just moved out of their house. Which doesn't seem like it's a good sign.
No, it's not.
So we'll see exactly what happened there again this morning, 7:45. Also, we do have Cirque du Soleil Corteo tickets, so we'll give those away in, I'd say about 2 minutes. But first, let's go around the room. Justin, how was your evening?
My evening was just fine. I went for a razor ride.
Did you now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know why? Because it's like the perfect evenings now.
Did you go on the trails? Did you go?
No, just on the road.
So I drove around. You just drove around town.
Uh-huh. I find reasons to run errands.
He went Dragon Maine. What are you talking about? Justin's from the Dragon Maine era.
He is, though.
That's well,
he
is.
I noticed, though, it's getting smokier again. This is one of the observations I got last night. I'm like, where's this one coming from? Because the sunset was becoming red. And then you could smell it in the air.
Yeah, so KSL did a whole thing yesterday on the fact that it's been raining, but why is it so smoky?
Because that was my one thought from the whole thing. I'm like, we just cleaned all this out. Now this is all back, but which one is this one coming from?
It's
or is it California fires?
It's California and Oregon. In fact, they have this map where you can see the smoke coming from the top of California, going up to Oregon, then back right through us.
All right, the hailstorm just cleaned it out.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. Jackson, how was your evening?
It was great. I finally watched A Quiet Place.
And?
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. I'm a big horror fan.
Yeah.
I love horror movies. This one was probably in my top five favorite of all time. But I am thrilled I didn't see it in a movie theater because it is silent. It is a silent film, basically.
Lori and Morgan went and saw it at the theater, and they were saying it was the weirdest experience they've ever been through.
Yeah.
Because you didn't dare move or do anything because you can hear.
Well, and I'm the type of person that's just like, oh, girl, you got to get out of there. Like, I scream at the TV.
You're one of those.
I am one of those guys. Yeah, that doesn't
work.
It's
a problem. But I was by myself still doing it. I'm like, man, glad I didn't see this in movie theaters.
I had a terrible evening.
What happened?
So we're in new construction, and they were building somewhere, and they cut our internet line.
Oh, no.
That went to our house.
It's the end of the world.
You know what you don't realize? How much is attached to the internet these days? Like
everything.
Alexa.
Uh-huh.
The TVs.
Uh-huh.
Everything. Our doorbell.
Yeah.
Our Roomba.
Right.
Oh, your Roomba's on Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's all attached to Wi-Fi. So it was all gone. I had to find the old DVD player out of the boxes to go play The Polar Express. Was the only DVD I could find.
Wow. You still have a DVD player?
I get four moments like this.
I think that when we moved last, we never even hooked them back up.
No, we had to hook it up last night. I needed something for the kids.
If you want next time, I have the entire box set of the Golden Girls. And I can bring that over for your kids.
Couldn't you use your phone as a hotspot?
Yeah, I guess I could have. That was
powered that house back up.
No way, man. I don't want to use my data like that.
Nah.
It's ridiculous. And Jackson, I told you yesterday my thoughts on the Golden Globes. The Golden Girls.
Whoa!
Overrated. Uh-huh.
You messed up.
That's it. Justin, first time. Get your showbiz beat.
Movie's out this weekend. Happy Time Murders, which is going to be the rated R flick. Jackson's going to go see it, but as I was reading on, it's getting horrible reviews.
Aw, man.
Was getting trashed.
I still love it.
I kind of feel like, so if you don't know, this is an R-rated puppet movie. If you've seen like Avenue Q, it's kind of like that. Sesame Street actually sued this film,
right,
saying that it was too close to what they do,
mm-hmm.
which the judge said, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It, just because it's puppets doesn't mean you own it, Sesame Street.
Right.
That was back in June.
I'm not shocked, though, that it's getting bad reviews. I didn't think this was going to be like I haven't seen it.
It's not going to be critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
It's not Forrest Gump. It's a it's an R-rated puppet movie with dirty humor.
I'm curious to see what your thoughts are on Monday, Bob.
Yeah, I'll let
you know. Axel, that's the other one. John?
That's what I'll be seeing.
Yeah.
This one looks terrible, too.
Wow. So two crappy movies out this weekend.
Yeah.
It's not really a big box office
Axel
weekend.
Is the dog who's actually a robot created by the government and who befriends this kid. And then they start fighting the government. I don't. Liam wants to see it. I'll be going. my spirit's beaten down. I've seen a lot of these lately.
She's going to go eat popcorn for 2 hours.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, sure. Good stuff. ABC is working on bringing back Bewitched. I don't hate this one. But here's what they're going to do. It's from the creators of Black-ish. And what's going to happen, Samantha's going to be an African-American single mom who marries a slacker white dude. That's Darren.
Okay.
So it's going to have a little bit of a twist to it.
Is Samantha still the witch or is Darren the witch? Like, how much are the twists?
No, Samantha's still the witch.
Okay.
It's just the family's a little bit different.
You know, I really like the Will Ferrell Bewitched that everyone hated with Nicole Kidman.
Right.
I thought that was a good movie.
That was. You know what? It wasn't bad.
No.
No, I didn't mind it at all. So they put this list out of all the reboots and things that are currently going to be happening or that are in development. So here's what's coming this season. Magnum P.I., Murphy Brown, The Conners, Charmed, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Then in development, we've got Frasier, The Twilight Zone, Miami Vice, The Munsters, Bewitched, The Jetsons, 24... Veronica Mars, Rugrats, and Elf.
Whoa, bring it back here. They're bringing the Jetsons back?
The Jetsons and the Munsters. Those are in development.
The Jetsons is going to be great.
The Jetsons, fantastic.
I love the Jetsons.
And I didn't even know about those.
No.
I was like, hey, whoa, there's stuff on this list that I was like, all right. I mean, I think they've already been down the road of like Twilight Zone and Miami Vice, but you know what? You're talking Jetsons, the Munsters. Roswell, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Bring back dinosaurs.
It's not on here.
Yeah. John, that's all me and John want is a Dinosaurs reboot. And it's the one thing they refuse to reboot.
Yeah.
You're not excited about Rugrats?
No, Rugrats was trash.
What about the L Word? I don't remember that one.
It wasn't that long ago the L Word was on. Nah. It was on Showtime or HBO. One of those.
All right, guys, that's Showbiz B.
Yesterday, the kids got some black scuffs on the on our wall, on our freshly painted wall in the new house we just moved into.
Man. New wall.
Yeah. And Jen pulled out a magic eraser.
Oh, God, they're great.
It was like the most amazing thing ever. It just disappeared. It
cleans everything.
I was like, where'd we get this? She's like, we've owned these for years. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Cool. And she's like, my grandma bought it when she was watching TV one day. And like, we have a bunch of them now saved because I liked it so much.
Uh-huh.
She bought us like a lifetime supply. I'm like, really?
I love those things.
These are cool. I said, it's actually a product bought off TV that works. And she's like, you know those vacuum sealed bags that we use sometimes when we travel? I'm like, yeah. She's like, that was an as seen on TV product as well.
Yeah, space bag.
Space bag. That's what it's called.
Right.
Yeah. You pack everything in a plastic bag. It has a little hole. You put your vacuum into it and it goes, and it makes everything really tiny.
Right.
So we have two products from as seen on TV that we love. And it got me thinking, like, have you ever tried an As Seen on TV product? I know Walgreens now has like that whole aisle.
Yeah.
So it's not even As Seen on TV. It's like As Seen at Walgreens.
Yeah, but is that the knockoff version of As Seen on TV? Or is that the real one?
No, it has like the logo, the As Seen on TV logo.
Yeah, it's an actual, they're As Seen on TV products that they just sell in the store.
In fact, I'd love for you to text us 615-44. Like, have you ever tried a product you watched on TV? Did you like it? Was it a bust? Like, Justin, have you ever ordered anything?
Yeah, we have the Flex Seal. You know the guy that cuts the hole in the bottom of the boat?
Does it work?
Yeah, it totally does.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I love Flex
Seal. It works great.
Before,
you can Flex Seal anything.
Okay, before the pool season ends, you need to bring it in. We need to get a raft. We need to put Jackson out on some water.
Okay, we'll put a screen door at the bottom and Flex Seal it.
Perfect.
Yeah, that one where he cuts the boat in half and puts it back together. That one.
Flex Seal. Well, then he came out with Flex Tape as well.
I don't have the tape yet, but I think we should get some.
Yeah, he cut a hole in the bottom of a canoe, did the Flex Tape over. It was amazing. It actually worked. Did you see the episode of Friends with Waxine yet?
Not yet. No.
It's an as seen on TV product.
Jackson, have you ever bought an as seen on TV product?
Oh, man. My parents bought all kinds of as seen on TV products. We had the Ginsu knives.
Okay. Did they cut through cans?
No.
Yeah, cans, tomatoes.
I'll tell you what they can cut through. They can cut through an 8-year-old's finger like nobody's business. But no, cans. And also, they were always not sharp. They were always dull.
This text says, I bought an Iron Gym pull-up bar. Never used it. That's the one you put like in your
right,
like the hallway or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah. Let's see. Magic erasers are the best. That's right. I'm telling
you. Yeah, they really are.
They're fantastic. I use 2-gallon Ziploc bags for travel. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but good to know. I appreciate that. Right now, what did you buy that you saw on TV? Which product? If it wasn't on TV, maybe you saw it on the aisle of Walgreens. Does it actually work the way like the magic eraser does? Like, give us a call. This says, we were gifted an Instalire hair straightener as seen on TV a few years ago. It was crap.
Oh, the Instalire.
Instalire. I don't know what that one is.
It's supposed to be fancy, but it's as seen on TV garbage, like most things are.
Drain wig. The chain you put down the drain and catches your hair.
Yes.
They work amazing.
Do they really?
I highly recommend it.
Oh, I'm getting a drain
well,
wig.
Well, who didn't like get the George Foreman grill after watching the infomercial?
Me? I have it. I still use it.
Right?
I still
or the use Instapot. The George Foreman. I mean, yeah. You can get caught up in the cooking ones pretty easy. Oh.
So what is phone soap?
Oh, phone soap is a little box that you put your phone into, and it has like a super UV light that kills all the germs.
Really?
Yeah. So you just put it in there. You can put the charger on your phone. You stick it in the box, and it sanitizes your phone for you.
I just put it in the golf ball washer at the...
That's why Justin goes through so many phones.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, so I just wanted to tell you about my as seen on TV thing.
Okay, what did you get?
So when I was like 10 or 11, there used to be this like rainbow paint set where you dipped like a roller into this rainbow paint and it would create these perfect, beautiful rainbow pictures.
Yes, I saw that a million times as a kid.
Yes, and it did not work. Everywhere. It was a mess. And it was disgusting.
I'll bet you just painted a bunch of brown lines.
Yeah.
All the paint just mixed together.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
Emily, thanks for sharing. Hello. Great story.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
We were given a Rotato for our wedding 19 years ago.
Yeah, do they work?
Supposed to peel your potatoes? No.
Will you turn it?
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what does work, though? The spiral cutter. Because me and my roommate have one of those.
I got that. The vegetable spiral slicer is amazing.
It's so great.
You know what we should do? Let's send Jackson, when we have a second today, down to Walgreens.
Because there's one just down the street.
Go to the as seen on TV aisle. Just
I'll
pick
buy
up something.
Something.
They're all like under $20.
Oh yeah, it's always cheap garbage.
Yeah. And then we'll try it out on the show. We'll do like a little test here.
It's like Gephardt, but you know,
right.
We're not experts in anything.
But the lazy man's version.
Yeah,
which is who we are. Yeah.
Let's play the feud.
Yeah.
Every Friday morning show, Family Feud. Today you're playing for Salt Lake Bees tickets. Still Bees games going on. Better at the ballpark.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, the weather's now cooler.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Get yourself a dog, some cotton candy. Get yourself a good evening. I have a list of the top 10 driving distractions, according to a new survey by German Auto Labs. But these are here. They're not like the Autobahn is not like an answer. They're actually specific to like here in Utah or the United States.
Okay.
Like we're driving down the road and we get distracted by something. What is that something?
Yes.
The top 10 driving distractions. Maybe it's on the road. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I leave that to you.
Well, I feel like if you're driving off the road, you're having you have bigger problems than your
cell
phone.
Sometimes things outside of the window distract you. Sometimes things inside the window.
Yeah, well, like, but if you're driving along and there's a very attractive person over on the side of the road, and you're like, man, I gotta take a double look at that.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
See,
I get distracted by that constantly.
So, an attractive person is what you're saying is your guest today.
I said person. I was leaving it, you know. Correct.
Gender neutral.
Yes.
Yes. Give
what?
Me one of those.
Man, that distracts everybody all the time. I've seen you. I've seen you circle the blocks.
Oh, I've given myself whiplash, like doing a double take.
Oh, I think I was going to go to that 7-Eleven. Let me circle back.
Yeah. I need a Slurpee.
Jackson, top 10 driving distractions.
Your cell phone.
Your cell phone. Show me cell phone. Yeah, taking a phone call right there. Number 6 on the list of the top 10 driving distractions.
Oh, hold on. How old is this list? Because taking a phone call isn't something that anyone's done since 2007.
That's how they wrote it. It's remember the German Auto Labs.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. No, everyone's texting.
That's
everyone's...
not true. I answer my cell phone in the car all the time. You shouldn't be texting and driving. If anything,
should be talking.
That's what's wrong with you.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that texting and Facebook and Instagram are the distractions.
No, they shouldn't. Those should not be any distractions. That's all against the law.
I know, it gets a lot because it's a distraction, you basic.
This text says smoking is smoking something. Man, I sometimes watch people try to ash outside their car, which I'm pretty sure is illegal. Is it not illegal here?
I don't know.
Either way.
You can't throw your butt out,
that's
I know.
What are you supposed to do with it? It's on fire.
You have to have an ashtray. Keep an ashtray in your car,
what
homie.
What car has those? No, I don't know.
Matt from Twilla saying, what about the radio? Show me the radio. Yeah, I'm singing along to the radio. Number two, one of the biggest distractions.
Listening to a great morning show and it keeps you entertained just while you're driving to work. You know, morning, just having too much fun.
Giggling, being crazy.
Right?
Justin, we'll go back to you.
All right, say you're going through Arby's drive-thru.
Sure.
And you got your curly fries.
Uh-huh.
And you drop one down the black hole.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about, too.
You're all the way, you're up there, you're down in, to your elbow,
and
trying to
tight.
Get it down.
Your arm sometimes gets stuck as you're digging for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you're browsing Instagram and you drop your phone down between the two.
So I'm going curly fry, John.
Show me eating fast food. Number five on the list.
Right.
Yeah, completely. A lot of people guessing makeup this morning.
I can see that, too, because either guys were shaving, women are putting on makeup, driving down the road. That's pretty good distraction.
Oh, wait, no. No, makeup's not. I just guessed that it was, but it's not.
I got another scenario.
Okay.
What if you're driving down the road?
Sure.
And you put your dog up on your lap and you make it drive like it is on Groundhog Day? You know, when the groundhog's driving the truck?
Yeah.
Is that a distraction?
Is that what you do with Oakley?
Yeah, she's like, look, the dog's driving as you go by people.
Hey, who's driving that car?
Yeah, look at the dogs driving.
This one does not sound safe at all. Experimented with operating the pedals with different feet.
Yeah, I've done that.
What?
I've totally done that.
You know, instead of just using your right for both, you have your left on, what is it, the brake and the right on the gas?
Or you just use 2 feet for a minute and see how it goes.
No, I would never do that. I'm driving a car that could hurt someone.
Yeah, I tried. Try it out, though. See how good you are at it. Report back on Monday.
Nate,
no.
When you go to Walgreens, see how well you do with both feet.
No, I'm good. Nate, I already am not a strong driver in the mix, man.
Nate, Morning Show Family Feud, top 10 driving distractions.
Kids crying.
Kids in the back seat. Man, I spend most of my time in the car just yelling at them out there. You know, I'm going to give you kids in the back seat. Yes, number four on the list, man.
All right.
See if you can put your foot out the window and still drive.
You have got to let it go.
I love this. Kids, can't tell you how many times I've gone out of my lane trying not to get something for the tiny human. You're always digging for something or yelling or turning around. Stop hitting each other. Stop. I will come back there while we're driving 75 on I-15 right now. I will do it.
Man.
Distracting stressful thoughts. Kind of getting lost there. No, that's not it. Kissing a partner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, again, gross. Ew.
Can you wait for a red light? Can you do something? Try not to be doing that while flying down the street.
Sometimes you can't help yourself,
John. I'm looking at Justin because I know him.
Yeah. No.
I know him. I know who he is as a person. I've seen him at concerts with his wife.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You got to jump on over there.
Wrecks. Everyone wants to see what a wreck looks like. Car accidents have to be
there. Yeah.
Car accidents definitely on here. You want to hear him?
Yes, please.
Looking at a physical map is a distraction. Like a road atlas. I don't know who's still using one.
Probably John. Probably you.
Adjusting your hair. Taking off a coat while driving.
Oh, I've done that.
It's impossible sometimes.
Making a phone call. Accidents. Eating fast food. Dealing with the back seat. Singing along at the top of your lungs. Passing something to someone in the front seat. So not going back, but just next to you. And finally, checking social media at number one, Jackson. There it is.
Have you ever missed the exit because you're just daydreaming?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. I was supposed to get off back there.
Just go to the next one. I'll turn around. Justin, let's do it. Your showbiz beat.
Hurricane Lane, which is just wreaking havoc on Hawaii. I guess they've closed down the Jurassic Park Ranch.
Yeah. Jurassic Park Ranch is in Oahu, and it's where they film not only the Jurassic Park movies, but Jurassic World as well.
I feel bad for Hawaii right now.
Oh, I know. It's getting just pounded.
They've had a bad year.
I have a friend who's over in Oahu, and they're just stuck in the hotel.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. You save all that money, and it's like, all right, cool.
Hopefully it's an all-inclusive hotel where you can just at least kind of hang out and take advantage of that at least, some kind of a vacation. So we've got the funeral for Aretha Franklin, which is going to be happening next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's going to be 23 performers. They're going to take, like, all afternoon.
That was like the Michael Jackson funeral. Remember how long that one was?
Yeah, it was pretty lengthy. Yeah. But some of them to perform. We got Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson. Faith Hill is going to perform. Chaka Khan. I mean, it's a lot of the Motown artists.
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan, which she's not been doing well the past few years with the drug addiction and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Ben,
so,
yeah,
who knew? But Faith Hill, out of all those two, I'm like, where's that one come from?
I know. How did they become friends?
Are they old friends somewhere?
Yes, I don't
know. Yeah, so that's going to be a big deal a week from today, too. And I'm sure that they'll televise some of that kind of stuff. I found this to be shocking. Omarosa, you know, she's got that book, Unhinged.
Oh, yeah.
And as much coverage as it got from the media, it only sold 34,000 copies.
That seems low.
Seems very low.
Yeah.
I usually don't do those kind of stories, except for the fact that we all are aware that this is going on in the world. And I'm like, man, that's a pretty low number as far as much coverage as it's gotten from news stations.
I know the more that she was on TV, it didn't help. Like, people started canceling interviews with her.
So. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Olive Garden, we talked about the annual pasta pass yesterday. Sold out in less than 1 second.
Did you get it? If so, will you text us 615-44?
So
it's an annual pass.
Everybody logged on it. I mean, it just is nuts to me how quickly some of that stuff can go. Sears is going to be closing 46 more stores.
I thought they were all closed.
What, the next one that's kind of a shocker to me? Victoria's Secret closing 20 stores due to declining sales.
Really?
Yeah, that one kind of surprised me.
I feel like there's certain things you still need to go and see in person.
Like underwear?
Yeah. Skivvies. I would say that would be one of them.
Right? No, no.
You can always send them back.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if you send it back, they shred them. It's not like they recycle or resend out like their clothes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It always kind of bums me out when we start to see big chains closing doors. For some reason, that's like, oh, the mall's going to be nothing. It's not even going to be there soon. It's just going to be this big brick building. All right, guys, that's the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. Choose the news this morning. John, Justin, Jackson. Justin, your story is?
I've got the world's best job, and I'm going to tell you how you can get it.
Okay, Jackson?
Sit around, ye simple folk. I'm going to tell you the tale of the naked ninja.
And mine are, adults are just realizing what this nursery rhyme really means. I got to go with John this morning. Love the show. Thank you. This text just wants to know what episode of Friends I'm on. Middle of season 5. It's going great right now. Thanks for checking in. I vote for Justin. My daughter votes for Jackson. That's from Sarah this morning.
All right.
I might regret it, but I'm going with Jackson's naked ninja story.
You're never going to regret a vote for Jackson. A vote for Jackson is a vote for change.
I need to know how to get a job that's awesome. I'm definitely going with Justin's story. That's Bethany in Layton. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Brianna Lambert.
Hey, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Not right now. No plans.
Okay. Well, go ahead and choose the news.
I would like to hear about the nursery rhyme that nobody knows what it's about.
Any predictions on the nursery rhyme?
Ooh. Maybe the woman that lives in the shoe?
Maybe the shoe's a metaphor. We don't know.
Yeah, she's a metaphor. She's actually a hoarder. She lost all of her kids in a fire, and she's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Brianna, we're going to put you in the drawing for Jack Johnson tickets.
Thank you.
How about this text? I got the 8-week pasta pass yesterday from Olive Garden.
Nice. Good job.
Man. I'm also voting for the Naked Ninja.
That's a smart person.
And the winner today with 38% of the votes is Jackson.
Yeah. Man, it was a close one, though.
Yeah.
All right, this story comes to us from London. A lady named Nicola Baldwin hopped into a Range Rover in the middle of the night. She was on her way down to the store. As she pulled out of her, away from her street, a carjacker tried to pull her out of the car and take the car away.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Her boyfriend comes hauling out of the house and is able to fight the attacker off completely naked. He didn't have time to put on a robe or anything. He just saw that his girlfriend was in trouble. He gets out there. Here's what she had to say. Somebody tried to steal our car last night. The silly sausage didn't realize my fiance is a naked ninja. Bet he won't try to that again in a hurry. My favorite part of the story, though, the fact that she calls the robber a silly sausage.
Was there hand-to-hand combat, or was it more just
seeing
this naked hairy bear coming from nowhere?
No. According to Nicola, her boyfriend came out and rugby tackled the robber down to the ground, just in his birthday suit.
Comes out wearing, that's like Justin, but he comes out wearing nothing but like the wrestling helmet.
Right.
He's like, let's go.
Let's do it, man.
Let's go. Just going to stretch for a second.
I'm gonna touch my toes. I'm actually gonna come out in nothing but an Aretha Franklin Sunday church hat with a big old feather in it and a veil.
The other two stories are up on our blog and will be on our podcast today as well as we get to Fiance Friday.
Massages are great, unless they're from the Triple J Massage Parlor.
Sean and Justin, catching the cheaters one at a time with Fiance Friday.
Morning, Peter.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning. So you've been engaged to Paige for how long?
For a couple of months now.
Okay. Awesome. Congratulations. Are we talking a winter wedding, a spring wedding? Are you going to wait like 12 to 18 months? Like, what's the plan?
We're going for around a year, like going in the springtime.
Okay. Very nice. If it's springtime, what's going on now in your life to have you call us for Fiance Friday?
We've been, you know, still doing a lot of planning, and even though it's a few months out, it's a lot of stress, and I think it's stressful for both me and stressful for her as well, for Paige. But she recently said that she, we live together, but she still has this other spot, and she recently said that she wanted to, just have some space and live in that other spot that she has just for herself. And so, I don't know. That's got me kind of nervous. It's got me kind of, I guess maybe I'm everything's a disaster in my head. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I really don't know. I think she might be cheating on me.
Okay.
Bad feeling.
Let me get this straight. You guys are engaged. I got that part. You guys are living together, but she still has a place of her own.
Like her own apartment.
Right.
Okay, and she lately has been going back there to stay and telling you, like, she wants to stay there?
Yeah, she's been saying that she just, you know, the stress of the wedding and everything is just she wants to stay there and just have some space. But I don't know, man.
I kind of get that, though. Like, I'm a real lone wolf. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would really need my own space, especially, like, planning something that stressful.
Maybe she wants there to be some separation before the union.
Yeah, because you know? that's a common thing too.
So maybe something like that.
Maybe, yeah. I certainly hope so. But really, all I can think of is that she's trying to, you know, I don't know. She's being unfaithful.
Right. You're thinking she has a booty call place, a side apartment.
Yeah. Right.
Bachelorette pad.
Yes. All right. Why don't we just get Paige's number from you and then. We'll call her up and we'll have Jackson offer her that sensual couples massage. And let's see if she wants to take you or perhaps one of her guests of her apartment.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do this.
He didn't like that.
No, don't say that.
We're trying to help out Peter, who has been engaged to Paige for about 6 months. In fact, they have their wedding coming up next spring. And it's kind of weird. I had to draw a diagram here so I could figure it out. But Peter and Paige live together. But at the same time, Paige has always kept her place she had before they met. And in fact, recently, Paige has been kind of living there again instead of with Peter. And he's like, wait a minute. If anything, we're supposed to be getting closer together. Why are you moving out?
Does that mean that they're living together? I feel like maybe she just spent the night for a few weeks. And maybe they weren't living together if she kept her own place.
Well, it's enough to cause red flags for Peter, who's going, why is she kind of staying at her old place? What's happening? Does she have someone else who's going there? And then you don't know. You start going in your own mind, and your mind is a dark place to go sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, did I get all that correct?
Yep.
Okay. We are going to call Paige, and what we're going to do is we're going to offer her a sensual couples massage, and we're going to just see who she wants to bring. All I need from you, Peter, is permission to have Paige on the radio.
Yes, you have that permission.
All right, Jackson, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paige?
This is she.
Hi, Paige. This is Jackson calling from the Triple J Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Hey, the reason I'm calling, I didn't mean to throw you off like that. We're a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a really hard time getting our name out there. So what we've decided to do is a new marketing strategy where we're just going to give out some free massages, and hopefully you have a good time, you tell your friends about it, and they start coming in. It's just kind of like grassroots viral marketing is what we're going for. Is that something that you might be interested in, a free massage?
What's the catch?
There's no catch. I don't need any money from you. I don't even take a credit card. I just want you to tell a couple of friends.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. So the package that we're offering today is actually our couples massage package, which is really nice because you and a romantic partner get to lay side by side, spend some time together, and then after you're done with your massages, we'll take you into our Serenity Room. And the Serenity Room is just a private area for the two of you. You get it for a whole hour. There are chocolate-covered strawberries and champagne if you want, or sparkling cider if you want that instead. We just want you to enjoy some private time in the company of your significant other. Is that something that you might be interested in? Do you have a significant other to bring?
Absolutely, yeah. I have a fiancé.
Oh, so, a fiancé. Fantastic. Yeah. What's his name?
Peter.
Hey! All right! For a minute there, I was afraid she was going to have just two fiancés.
Were you getting nervous?
Paige, how are you? This is John and Justin, Mix 105.1. You are talking to Jackson.
Wait, what?
You're on the radio. And actually, your fiancé, Peter, is on with us as well. Peter, you want to say hi there to Paige?
Hey, baby. How are you?
Hi. What's going on?
Yeah, Peter, you want to tell Paige why we called her?
I guess I was freaking out. I called in because, you know, I know that you've been going to your other apartment, and I was starting to freak out, and thought you might have been cheating on me, so I wanted to give them a call and see, you know, get to the bottom of it.
Paige, we kind of heard the story about how you've been going back to your old place. Do you mind telling us, like, what's going on? Are you just trying to get some, like, separation before the wedding? Or it obviously has kind of disturbed Peter that you're bailing like this.
Oh, no. I'm not trying to freak him out, but I was actually just trying to surprise him. So I'm kind of going to ruin it.
Ruin it. I want to know. I'm so nosy, Paige.
I feel like, you know, for him putting you on the radio, you might as well ruin the surprise at this point.
Okay, so we had gone to the shelter, and we saw this incredible little puppy that Peter loved. And I actually went and got the dog. I've been keeping it at my old place, and I've been training it to be the freaking ring bearer for our wedding.
Paige, I'm going to pass out. That's so cute.
Oh, that's such a good surprise. Peter, you ruined it.
But it's not anymore.
Right. Did you guys already have a ring bearer lined up? We got bumped so that the puppy could do it.
I had to keep the dog somewhere else so that he wouldn't know, and I've literally been training it, been thinking of different ways, like if we were going to put a little bow tie on the dog and then put a little bag with the rings in it or put it on its back, and like training it to walk down the aisle and deal with all the people. I wanted it to be a surprise. And
shame on Peter. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Peter.
That would turn on Peter,
I would
huh?
Never. I would never. Oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm so sorry, baby.
This is what we want to do for you, for ruining the surprise, which still don't stop doing because it's going to look so great at the ceremony, but we want to give you guys the couple's massage, not from the Triple J massage parlor. We'll go somewhere real nice, real classy.
Real nice.
And,
really?
Yeah, so you guys can spend some time together because I know weddings get stressful. Does that work?
Yeah, it's too bad you're not going to pay for the dog training that I've been doing.
early on in the show this morning, we were talking about if you've ever tried an As Seen on TV product, and we started getting texts of like some things that have really worked, other things that have been terrible, so right. We sent Jackson on the street to go to Walgreens and pick up an As Seen on TV product. It is in your sweater right now.
In my jacket?
Can we see it?
Are you ready for the grand reveal?
Hold on a second here. I feel like if we're going to do this, we need to do it right.
We ready?
Let's see.
Let's do this. The Smart Swab!
Oh my gosh, what is
that? So what does the Smart Swab all do?
Now, the Smart Swab, it's just it's a little plastic stick. Think like a toothbrush handle.
Yeah.
With the soft, almost drill bit end on it.
Okay.
And the idea is that you put it into your ear and you twist and the drill bit will pull the wax out of your ear.
Oh my gosh. So it's kind of like a Dremel.
A little bit like a Dremel, yeah.
So it's twofold. One, we are going to try out this As Seen on TV product. And number two, we're going to see who has the most earwax in their ears.
I suppose, yeah. The good news is that it came with 16 extra tips.
Okay, good. That was
so
my
we're
next
not
question.
Sharing tips. Don't worry.
Today's Friday, which means in my household, it's Pizza Friday. Still doing it.
Yeah, do you guys have a go-to?
Papa Murphy's mainly, but we switch it out. You know, NYPD pizza from time to time.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah. A new survey reveals that the average person eats 731 pizzas over the course of their life, which equates to about 5,847 slices. Can I be honest? Seems low.
Low on it.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. I think we crushed that number in our house.
think about it. We have it almost every Friday, which is 52 weeks. I've hit 731 by far.
Whole pizza between the family, though.
Favorite topping?
Pepperoni.
No.
I like what? Veggies on mine.
It is a vegetable.
Oh, a vegetable. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Yeah.
I do love mushroom pizza.
Least favorite topping?
Sardines.
Close.
Pineapple.
Anchovies.
Well, it's kind of the same thing as sardines.
Oh, I thought sardines and anchovies were the same
thing. I've never had it.
Guys are saying. Anchovies are fantastic. Put them on a pizza.
Gross.
Go try it. I'm looking forward to an event that Jackson got to host last year and I get to do this year. It is the Barks, Bites, and Brews event at Outlets at Traverse Mountain. And with us from the Outlets is Maren. Hey, Maren.
Hi.
You brought along some cute little puppies for this morning as well. Yeah.
They are from Rescue Rovers. They are not quite up for adoption. Is that right, Mandy?
Yeah, almost. They will be. Well, they'll be. They're really available on Monday, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the Barks, Bites, and Brews event. It's happening at the Outlets at Traverse tomorrow from 3 to 7.
Correct.
And there's food trucks that are going to be there.
There is.
There's live music.
We have three bands, awesome ones, very funky. There'll be some everything from banjo to rock and roll to a younger band that's just formed that is amazing.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. We'll have Doug hosting the kissing booth, Doug the Pug.
So Jackson right now is wearing a baby Bjorn. And then inside the Bjorn is a pug named Doug who has a tuxedo on.
He's so
the fact
handsome.
That I'm trying to explain this. Right? And so Doug will be hosting the kissing booth.
Yes, we'll have a little peanut butter game. We also have a beer garden that's sponsored by Lagunitas.
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah, so it's a completely immersive festival type event and all for Rescue Rovers.
So when you go to the Outlets tomorrow, is it free? Do you have to pay something to get in?
There are a million things for free. Well, not a million, but yeah. We have a photo booth that you can take a picture with you and your dog free. Mm-hmm. We have some games, including a ball pit for your dog and you free. All the bands are free. You can donate if you want to do the kissing booth. If you don't want to donate, I'm sure Doug will give you a little smooch for free. But the beer garden access is a $3 charge, and the beers are also $3. But you also get onion pretzels samples inside there. You got some rock and roll going, some yard games. You also get a souvenir cup.
Doggy hair paint?
PetSmart sponsoring a little booth. It's like I hesitated to call it tattoos because that's like but this is just a little. They put a little stencil. You can get a little dog bone on your little guy's bum, or he can get like a skull and crossbones.
So fun! It's tomorrow starting at 3:00. Hey, Mandy, tell me about Rescue Rovers. I'm not as familiar with the group.
We're a foster-based rescue in Salt Lake City, and we pull dogs from shelters and. Okay. They go into foster homes. We do their medical. We do the training that they need to be adopted, and then we market them for adoption. We actually take multiple applications on our dogs so that we can make sure they are going to a home that's a really, really good fit for them.
Okay, so you're not just handing these suckers out.
We're pretty choosy with who goes home with our pets. Yeah, we want to make sure that they're going to be happy and taken care of forever.
I think a lot of people don't realize that these aren't things that dogs aren't animals that you take and then you return.
No.
Like that hurts their feelings. That destroys them.
Yeah, it can. It can really cause lasting issues. We take our dogs back because we don't want them to be in a situation where they're not as loved as they should be.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are situations that can't be helped. So we definitely want to take our dogs back. But we try really hard to choose families that are going to keep them for life.
If someone wants to learn more about Rescue Rovers, what's the best way to do so?
RescueRovers.org. We have a Facebook page also that's really active.
There first. Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow, again, the Barks, Bites, and Brews event. Maren, if someone wants to get tickets or do anything ahead of time, what's the best place to do that?
Head to the Outlets at TraverseMountain.com website or on our Facebook page. There's lots of information, pictures, map of the event.
This is what we're doing right now. We're going to go out to the cantina. We've got the puppies. We've got Doug in the Bjorn with Jackson. We're going to do a Facebook Live. So go to our Facebook page, Mix 105.1 Utah, and see all that's happening. Hey, thanks for coming in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Heading on out. Justin, final thoughts?
Final thoughts, because isn't Monroe out? That's my final thought. Where's she at today?
Yeah, Monroe and Kevin Cruz, both at University Place. They're teaming up to host a back-to-school supply drive. So today, up until 7:00, donate, and we'll put you into a drawing for a flyaway for two to Atlanta for their Music Midtown Festival. So details, mix1051utah.com. Jackson, final thought from you.
I'm really excited to take a whack at this Smart Swab as seen on TV product that we got, and that video will be up on Instagram today, mix1051utah, if you're not following us.
Bye-bye.